1-800-259-9025.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site's totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Still to come, Jesus Camp. We're going to get to it. We got to go to the phones first. The amplifier line, as a matter of fact. It's Keith in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Arr, mate.
Hey. Arr, that's right. It is International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
How do you know that?
We talked about it at the top of the show.
Oh, okay. Well, then I have something else to talk about.
Oh, okay. What's up?
Is Mark there?
Yes.
Oh, Mark, are you lifting weights in New Hampshire?
I haven't yet. I haven't found a gym. It hasn't been a priority.
He's been busy. He's been looking at properties. He's been doing stuff around the house, etc.
One of my goals is to beat you in arm wrestling in February.
I do not arm wrestle.
Don't work out, hopefully.
Now, Keith, I don't arm wrestle because I broke my arm.
Ooh.
Fractured my arm, I should say.
Was it from arm wrestling?
From arm wrestling.
Oh, my goodness.
Terrific. I already solved that.
I'll left-handed arm wrestle you. How's that?
Okay.
Yeah.
So what I need you to do is not work out. Okay? Don't work out so I can beat you and then laugh about it on the radio every day.
No, that'll be good.
Well, we won't allow you to do it every day. But anything else on your mind, Keith?
That's all I wanted to say.
Thanks for the call, sir. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Sounds like you've been challenged, Mark.
Yeah, it sounds that way.
All right, let's talk the Jesus Camp thing, and then we'll talk about how the government is looking to abolish your right to privacy. We'll get into that. But first, Jesus Camp. It's a new movie. I guess it's not going to be in wide release. It looks like a documentary of some sort, probably going to be straight to video, but apparently it's stirring things up.
An emailer writes, Nell, says, I, perhaps like many, was shocked to see the ABC News report on Jesus Camp. Now, I watched this news report also. And
I did, too.
I don't know about shocking, but
I found it disturbing.
Disturbing, yeah, that's how I'd say. Certainly the existence of evangelical youth movement is not news to me, nor is the strong allegiance between the Republican Party and American evangelicals. What was new was that young Christians worshiping at the image of President Bush.
I saw that. Pretty disturbing.
There was a brief moment of it. I don't feel like they clipped it so much. I don't feel like they actually showed that these kids were in any way worshiping the effigy of President Bush. But
well, you would the only way to know would be, I guess, to watch the full length movie, right?
That would be it.
Right.
But there does seem to be some sort of holy alliance between the evangelical right and the Republican Party.
Totally.
How can this practice be considered Christian, or even with the Judeo-Christian tradition? I know of no sect of Christianity that was beatified or canonized President Bush as a living saint. In the mainstream traditions I'm familiar with, such reverence is reserved for the departed, which, if any Christian religion is worshiping the departed, they are not Christians, because Christians don't worship the departed.
They worship Jesus.
Although, sainthood of Catholicism is kind of like that. The practice seems to displace the divine within the human, and I have difficulty understanding how anyone calling themselves Christian can bow to worship a political leader, he or she agrees with the leader's politics.
I got to agree with you, Mark. I don't think that they were actually worshiping George Bush. I think that they were coming close.
They were saying, yay, our leader kind of guy.
They were saying, I think they were chanting the Pledge of Allegiance at that time, in that particular clip, that excerpt. They were chanting the Pledge of Allegiance. So, I mean, they're at a church camp where they're doing really religious things and they're being indoctrinated, and part of the indoctrination is that they're worshiping the state as well. They're worshiping the state as run by President Bush as part of God's plan. So they probably have managed to tie George Bush into the curriculum, but actually coming right out and worshiping him, I don't know if they were doing that.
Well, Nell fears that it's the only natural evolution of a movement that has fused inerrant biblical truth with a political party. There's a great need within such cults for a great leader to venerate and worship. Christianity has been prone to such perversions in the past, and so the leadership cult around Bush is not that surprising. From a Southern woman recently quoted in a CNN piece, there are some people, and I'm one of them, that believe George Bush was placed here. He is here by the Lord. I don't care
how he governs.
I will support him. I'm a Republican through and through.
Wow.
I don't care how he governs. This is a man.
Oh, my goodness.
This is how Christians can come to be motivated by the cause of torture. a position one might say the Gospels are opposed to. Yeah, I think the Gospels.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, probably Christianity. Jesus.
He was tortured, right?
Jesus would not be there torturing people. And how?
If it was good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for you.
Well, then it should be good enough for all the Christians that support it.
Mm.
Pharisees, I would say. The emailer is using term Christians. I'm going to use the term Pharisees.
Okay, fair. Fair enough.
Okay, and how they came to believe, in the words of Charles Krautheimer, that torture is a moral necessity once you have abandoned all reason to faith, when that faith is merged into a mass political movement, energized by mass hysterical rallies where children are indoctrinated, it is quite clear that the kind of fire you're playing, what kind of fire you're playing with. But Rove and Bush are about power, and there's nothing, nothing that's so powerful in a mass movement as a leadership cult. Check the history books, then check the current polls. Do the math. Rove is very good at math.
Rove, Karl Rove.
Karl Rove, yeah. So
what's he have to do with any of this?
Well, he's the guy behind it all.
Oh,
he's Bush's.
Is he an advisor?
Yeah, something like that. He's some kind of political advisor. Gets him elected.
I see. So that was it. There really wasn't much comment on Jesus Camp, the movie. It was more about just that one scene that they took issue with.
The one scene.
Because I'd like to just talk about the Jesus Camp thing. I saw the same clip with the excerpts from the kids. It's more than just despicable. I really just feel sorry for these kids. I feel like they're being used by this particular movement. I mean, it's even more, they're victimizing these kids even worse than the military victimizes kids. I mean, at least at 18 and 17, when the military goes after kids, at least at that point, they're not totally clueless, and they might have the ability to make a decision or two for themselves. But what you're looking at in these Jesus Camp clips, and I'm sure someone has posted it on the BBS by this point, are kids who are 10 and 8 and 9, just doing exactly whatever it is that the church or whatever this camp is that they've gone to wants them to do, whether it be chanting or
speaking in tongues,
falling on their knees
and
stuff,
crying and raising their hands to the Lord,
right?
You know,
saying that they're warriors for Jesus.
Yeah,
little disturbing. It almost looks like.
But that is evangelical Christianity. That is it.
I know, and I haven't seen. I guess I just haven't seen enough video footage to been disturbed by this in the past. It's pretty twisted. Yeah. I mean, I used to go to church camp when I was a kid.
Protestant church camp.
Yeah.
Nothing like evangelical Jesus camp.
All.
I mean, you guys made bugs out of egg cartons, and
we went canoeing, and
you might have memorized a Bible verse or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally different stuff.
Yeah. This is. I'd never seen anything like this.
Yeah.
These clips, these kids like getting dressed up in camouflage and war paint.
Yeah, pretending to be warriors of Christ.
Warriors of Jesus. Talking about being willing to be. They were being interviewed and talking about being willing to die for God.
Well, like the people in Palestine.
Yeah, exactly.
They were comparing themselves to suicide bombers. Essentially,
they weren't explicitly comparing themselves to suicide bombers, but essentially,
that's what the camp leader said.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, that's what she said. She said she wanted them to be that faithful.
Are they really, are they grooming them for some sort of a clash?
No, Christianity is not quite the same as, it isn't quite the same as
what
Muslim.
What does it mean to be a warrior for Jesus?
Well, I don't know. Being a warrior, they're referencing the put on the armor of Christ, I believe, Bible verses where you gird yourself in the belt of truth and you put on the breastplate of righteousness and you hold the sword of the sword of the word.
Breastplate of righteousness plus two bonus.
Right. Slaying demons.
I don't know. Maybe there's some people that join the military believing that they're going to be warriors for Jesus. Maybe there's some of these evangelicals are being groomed to the point where if they believe that George Bush is the hand of God, therefore the military is an extension of George Bush, and it's probably the direction they're moving these kids in. Like, hey, you can serve Jesus by going and killing the Muslims. That's what they're talking about here.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Certainly, you know, Christians in general embrace the military.
Right.
Not specifically. There's certainly some that don't. Jehovah's Witnesses, the Amish, people that generally the Christians would call cultists.
And we've talked to people on the air that have just come right out and said that they believe this is a war of the us versus them, meaning the Muslims versus the Christians. I'm out of this conflict. I don't want anything to do with either side. 1-800-259-9231. Have you seen this movie, The Jesus Camp? Is it even something that you can see yet? I am looking forward to it. I think I definitely want to rent this one at some point just to see what it's all about.
Not me.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Perspective that goes so deep, you'll need a life jacket.
Everyone wonders why Americans don't care more about their freedoms. Could it be because we aren't teaching them? Folks, we are an ideologically based society, just like the old Soviet Union was. Their children had to learn about Marxism every day in the classroom. How often do our kids get taught about American liberty in school?
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. If the show's too smart for you, it's not our fault. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers, such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words. Everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Go to www.gvanno.com. That's www.gvanno.com.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got archives and more. It's all totally free. Again, freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. We're going to the phones, to the fun. Josh in Kentucky, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Josh.
How's it going?
Good. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about Jesus Camp.
Yeah.
I think it's disgusting.
What, the movie or the camp, or which part?
The camp.
Have you been to one of these camps before?
No, but I know people like that in everyday life, and my parents would support that.
What would they support exactly? This whole Jesus warrior idea?
Yeah. Well, see, I'm a agnostic, and my parents are conservative Christians.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And, well, I was forced to go to church last week.
How old are you, Josh?
17.
Oh, boy. Now, they know you're an agnostic?
Yeah. Well, I was Christian, but then a few months ago, I looked at it and made the transition to agnostic because I didn't really believe in it anymore.
Really? What led you to that point?
Just, I don't know, just searching and looking and just the logic behind it all, really.
For me, it was just asking too many questions and not getting appropriate enough answers.
Yeah.
And really, just same idea, just looking at the logic, or rather lack of logic of it all, and coming to the conclusion. Now, when you became an agnostic, did you sort of come out of the closet and tell your parents?
Yeah, it took me a while. And we had, like, long, heated discussions about it, and, you know, yelling and, like...
Oh, boy.
All that kind of stuff. And
what's their religion? What is their denomination?
Protestant.
Yeah, but there's, like, subcategories of that. Is it Lutheran or Presbyterian?
I think it's non-denominational.
Oh, okay. I guess that exists.
But yeah. I just think the like the whole army thing, you know, like the Lord's army stuff, it's just brainwashing, I think.
Well, it's a good way to get young men on board. You know, it doesn't have all the trappings of pacifism that not every young man's really interested in. It has sort of this marching forward feel to it.
Yeah, and the thing is, it happens at, like, regular churches and not just, like, Jesus Camp or whatever.
Well, it is a Bible verse.
So what happened this weekend? How is it that they forced a 17-year-old to go to church?
Well, I haven't got my license yet, and, you know, they said that if you don't go, you can't get it.
Ooh.
Type stuff.
Yeah. They do still have that whole thing about you living at their house that they can hold
in
their head.
Yeah. Hmm. You're living in my house. That's my rules.
But really, what good's that going to do? I mean, from the parent's perspective, if you're a religious parent and you're forcing your child to go to church, do they really think that something's going to click with you all of a sudden?
Yeah.
That forcing you against your will to do something you don't want to do, you're somehow going to all of a sudden appreciate what they are doing?
Well, I've asked that, and I'm like, you know, you're just pushing me away by doing this. And they'll say, you're already pushed away far enough. We can't.
Wow.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That is one thing that, the one point that's on their side is, A, they think that the most important thing in the world for you is to believe that Jesus Christ is your personal Savior.
Yeah.
And B, you're so far away from that they really can't do anything to get you any closer themselves.
Well, they can't use logic.
They would rather, bring you where at least you have to hear some of the indoctrination.
Mm-hmm.
And if they even had to sacrifice their relationship with you in order to get you to believe in Christianity, they would do that because they're Christians.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Josh, definitely let us know what further develops with
and
your
Josh,
relationship.
I'd have to say that, relationships with your family are important. And don't let them, just because they believe something you don't believe, don't let that...
Well, wait a minute. How important are they? I mean, if your parents essentially give you an ultimatum and say, Josh, you either come back and believe in Christ or we're going to disown you, do you lie to your parents to preserve that relationship?
No,
that's not a question for you, Josh.
Not.
Question
I
for
wouldn't
why.
At all.
You wouldn't either, and nor would I. So obviously it's not that important. Obviously your personal integrity should be more important than any relationship with family.
But I wouldn't get into a big fight with them over it.
Oh, that's not. Yeah, it's just a waste of energy. At that point. Thanks for the call, Josh. We appreciate hearing from you. Keep us up to date. 800-259-9231. Once again, that's 800-259-9231. To Nigel in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Nigel.
Hello. Just to clear one thing up before I start spouting y'alls, I'm actually from Texas. I'm just in school in New York. But anyway.
That's all right, man.
Flew this weekend and had an interesting experience with the TSA.
Oh, boy. What happened?
Well, I was... at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, which is one of the busiest airports in the nation or the
certainly,
world, I believe.
Certainly is, yes.
And so, you know, you'd think that they'd be fairly tight on security. And I managed to leave my wallet at home.
That's rough.
Well, yeah, that's a bad start. And so the ticket, the woman just said to claim that I was 16 and they would let me through. So, okay, that's interesting. I'm 17, so that's not too much of a jump.
Okay.
But, so, I, you know, I said to the guy who was checking boarding passes and IDs that I didn't have my ID, he never ended up asking my age, and he then wrote, what now?
We're just listening.
Oh, okay. And he wrote, no ID, 5555 on my boarding pass.
Actually, I think it's SSSS, but yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so what I was calling about, that if people didn't know, if that ends up on your boarding pass for any reason, you're most likely going to be searched.
That's exactly what that means. It's the declaration of a search. You're going to get the secondary search. In fact, you essentially got to test out what people have been saying here for the past several months, and that is that you can indeed fly without identification in America. It's just that you have to get an extra of the secondary search, as they call it, or the secondary screening, which is what happened to you, right?
Yep.
And so they let you on, you got through the secondary screening, and you got on the airplane without showing any sort of photo ID, correct?
Yep.
Fantastic. Well, you know, that's not such a bad story after all. I say congratulations, because a lot of people are scared to do that. A lot of people are afraid that they don't believe that it's true, but it really is.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you can definitely get through.
Excellent, Nigel. Anything else on your mind?
No, not for now.
Thanks for the story. Glad you made it through in one piece. 800-259-9231. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Steve in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Good. What's on your mind?
I have 2 points, actually. One, you know, I've heard Mark say a lot of times that he thinks that that people will migrate into libertarianism from the right, and I'm just calling as someone who's gravitated in toward the left a little bit.
Okay.
How
old are you?
Pardon me?
How old are you?
34.
Okay.
I'm actually a pinko liberal university professor, so.
Okay. And what made you go from socialism to libertarianism?
Well, it, you know, just the perspective on human rights. And, you know, I think coming from the left, I was really concerned about human rights and freedom of marriage and drugs and all that sort of stuff. And I thought, well, geez, okay, here's the other side of that in terms of the economic perspective is not one that I'd really thought about, and it seems like the perspective you guys talk about is probably more enhancing for individual freedoms and so forth.
Absolutely. Steve, I want you to hang on. We're going to come back to you. He's a former or maybe current university professor, and he's converted over to libertarianism from the left. As I've been saying time and time again, this movement, the pro-liberty movement, attracts people from all walks of life, of all political interests, and those who don't have political interests at all. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient. Deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231.
Here with and Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com where everything is totally free. We got all kinds of different features. You can explore the website at freetalklive.com. I would normally point you directly to them, but some of our subdomains aren't working at the moment, so do bear with us. But the site itself is functioning properly, freetalklive.com. And you can sign up for the updates list, explore the bulletin board system, and more, all for free. Let's continue with the calls here. Go back to Steve in California. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. And, Steve, you were kind of calling in to point out to Mark that I was right, that the libertarian movement absolutely attracts people from all different walks of life, and you're a perfect example of it. Mark seemed to have this belief that only conservatives are primarily attracted to this to the libertarian movement, and it's just not the case, is it?
No, it doesn't seem to be. And actually, the reason I called in does relate to my conversion, or at least my conversion in process.
Mm-hmm.
Is the notion of human nature, and I think libertarianism really espouses a much more positive view of human nature, that if we shrink government down and kind of get them out of the works, that people will step in and help out other people. That it does sort of rely on a more charitable perspective of human nature rather than having government step in and tell us that we need to help other people.
You could say it relies on a charitable perspective, but on the other side of the coin, you could also make an argument that it also relies on the selfish nature and greedy nature of individuals. For instance, if I want to be successful and make lots and lots of money in the free market, I have to help other people get what they want before I can be rewarded with the wealth and the riches that I might want to get greedily and selfishly.
Yes. Yeah, and I would always say that, you know, There is no such thing as true altruism, that we're always working some angle that does help us, whether or not it's immediate or more collective.
Absolutely. I totally believe that every action that an individual takes is based at some level on selfishness. And
Yeah. That's
a good thing. It keeps us alive and happy.
Yeah, I completely agree. I completely agree.
Now, as you've been in the libertarian movement, what do you think about recruiting more people of the socialist bend? I honestly feel like it actually could be a little bit easier to convert somebody who has more of a socialist mentality than it would be to convert, say, a theological individual, somebody that wants to force their belief system, their religion down somebody else's throat.
Yeah, no, I completely agree, and I think that approaching it from the side of individual civil liberties, I think is the most attractive angle. If we can say, look, if we get government out of people's individual choices to what they're going to put into their bodies and what types of relationships they're going to have with people, then isn't that great? Isn't that what we've been talking about all along? But then you have to recognize the other side of that, too, that if the government can't tell us what to do, then maybe the government shouldn't always be there to wipe our noses and to take away the things that we have as well. So if it's going to give us stuff, it also has a right to take away stuff.
And I would have to agree with that, and it can be boiled down to sort of the tobacco philosophy. I mean, why in the world should I have to pay for somebody's operation for lung cancer if they've harmed themselves all their lives with tobacco? So then the government should step in. If we have socialized medicine, the government should step in and tell everybody they have to stop smoking.
Right.
See how it like swirls down like a toilet.
You can just chase yourself and chase yourself.
Now, you said that you were, Steve, you said that you were a college professor. Is that still the case?
Yes.
And I don't want to ask what school you teach at, but do the other professors at the school know of your political philosophy? And if so, how well is it received?
You know, they don't yet. And I think some of that is just going to be my comfort in talking about it a little bit more, but it's strange, and it feels very subversive in this type of environment.
Yeah, I bet it does.
It
should feel subversive because essentially, you're advocating 100% almost the opposite of what they are. They want more government control. You want less. Whether or not they're on the left or the right side of government control is immaterial. And also, are you a relatively new libertarian, Steve?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
So how new are we talking about here?
This is new within the past 6 months to a year for me. I keep fighting you guys in my head, but you keep coming back with arguments. I can't.
The logic is irrefutable. In fact,
us two dopes, we've converted doctors, college professors. Not the first college professor, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
It's just amazing.
Well, yeah, and then there was, you're not the first socialist who has called in. In fact, we had Niall from Utah who called us while he was still a socialist, and now he's a total free marketeer and has completely abandoned his former philosophy. I mean, it's just such a wonderful, wonderful thing to hear that people are willing to change themselves, and when they come across the right message, it clicks with them, and
only
they realize
people that are using their brains and willing to critically think about
and
things.
look at their belief system.
If they're sitting on their belief system and not moving forward, and they're married to it, we're not going to do anything to them.
Yeah, exactly right.
What's been so amazing to me is that sometimes you guys will say things, and I'm like, oh yeah. I mean, one of the things that you came up with is just a really easy example is you were talking about gay marriage, and then you said something like, well, why should the government be involved with marriage anyway? And for some reason, here I am, I got a PhD, I'm a real smart guy. That idea seems so completely novel to me. Like, why is government involved in marriage to begin with?
Yep.
It's completely ludicrous.
Yeah, and especially when you look into the reason as to why. When you actually do find the answer, and it's based on racism back in the 1800s, then it's disgusting.
Yeah.
And not just
absolutely.
Ludicrous, but disgusting.
Yeah, it's completely ridiculous.
The problem is, Steve, people don't ask the right questions. People exist inside this government-created box that everyone has been placed in, and they never think for a moment to question the box itself, to question the parameters that they've built around themselves. And really, that's what we try to do here every night on Free Talk Live, and we're glad you're out there. And once you finally do get more comfortable with your belief system, I really hope that if there's not a libertarian group on campus there yet, wherever you are, that you'll consider getting involved and maybe helping some kids create one, because that could be really helpful as well.
I completely agree.
Thanks, Steve. Keep us updated on what's happening there. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Now, that's exciting stuff, Mark. I love it when I hear things like that.
Absolutely. It's a real victory. And it just, it's amazing, this little show, such that it is.
Yeah.
It's really having an impact.
We're changing people's hearts and minds one person at a time.
If it wasn't for that darn amplifier program,
we'd be nowhere.
Yeah, it wouldn't be happening.
And it's not us. We're providing the information. We're providing the concepts. You're looking at them. You're critically analyzing them. You're accepting. You're rejecting. It's you. It's you that's making any choices to move in this direction or not. That's important to point out. We're not changing your minds.
No, heck
we're
no.
just giving you the opportunity.
And that's why we say things like critically thinking.
Yep, exactly. We're going to the Amplifier line and Zach in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, I was calling in to talk about our Constitution Day here at University of South Carolina. They erroneously labeled today as Constitution Day, even though it was Sunday. I'm not sure why, but they still had a Constitution Day discussion panel about the Constitution and
really?
The war on terrorism. I thought, well, at least they're trying to do something, so I'll go and check this out. And ended up ending with questions, and then the people on the panel actually got into a big argument. It was pretty much the liberals and conservatives fighting.
What were they arguing about?
I don't exactly remember even what the question was, because they would just take questions, and then they would say what they wanted to say no matter what the question was. And my government teacher even asked a specific question. He said, what about our warrantless wiretaps? You know, there's a provision in FISA says if the president can go tap a phone line and 3 days later get a warrant.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, well, if 3 days later he goes to get the warrant and that's not approved, is the phone that he tapped, is that evidence admissible in court? And he asked this to a U.S. attorney that was on the panel. And so the U.S. attorney basically ignored his question. And he just said, well, you know, these people, these drug dealers, mainly is why they have it, could have disposable cell phones, and so...
Yeah, there's always another excuse. They always have another excuse to take away our freedoms. In fact, that's what we're going to talk about coming up. Thanks for the call. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live, we're in the final segment of the Tuesday edition. Still enough time for your call if you make it now. 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. That is why we call it Free Talk Live. Again, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. You mentioned the amplifiers last segment, Mark, as being the driving force behind Free Talk Live, getting us on more radio stations around the country, getting more people on the internet to listen to the show. It's real. It's happening. People are signing up for the Amplifier program. We're now over 290 members, which is just fantastic. All we're asking for is $3 a month. It's a totally voluntary system. I mean, that's the way it should be. All these other talk shows, they want $5, $6, $7 a month for you to get access to their archives on their website or whatever other little features they've included for you. We give our website away. We've totally turned the business model upside down. We give our website totally away, archives and more, all for free. And we just say, hey, you want to help us out? Help us out. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, or actually, right now, since we're having some trouble with our forwards, the web forwards, it's better if you just go to freetalklive.com, look in the top right on the banner column, and you'll see the AMP banner. Just click that banner. It'll take you to the Amplifier page. You'll learn more about some of the perks that you get, like access to classic archives. In fact, I can tell you that there's going to be another classic posted here within the next day or two. You get access to that. You get access to the Amplifier-only call-in lines, Amplifier-only forum, and more, all for as little as $3 a month. And the point is, we take that money and we help. It helps us promote the show, which helps us get on more stations and helps us reach out to more people, bring the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. It's happening, and it helps us a lot, and we appreciate it. So go to freetalklive.com and explore the AMP program. You were talking, in fact, with one of our amplifiers, Zach in South Carolina, and he was talking about, we're pointing out how the government agents and government bureaucrats and spokespeople always have an excuse. There's always some excuse. He was talking about the telephone tapping and the warrantless wiretapping and all that. And, oh, there's drug dealers out there. Well, you should give up your privacy. There's drug dealers out there. There's terrorists out there. You should give up your privacy and all your freedoms. There's terrorists out there. Well, now there's child porn out there, according to the federal government. The AP reporting, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez said Tuesday that Congress should require internet service providers to preserve customer records, asserting that prosecutors need them to fight child pornography. Testifying to a Senate panel, Gonzalez acknowledged the concerns of some company executives who say that legislation might be overly intrusive and it might encroach on customers' privacy rights. Gee, you think? But he said the growing threat of child pornography over the internet was too great. Quote, "This is a problem that requires federal legislation. We need information. Information helps us make cases." He called the government's lack of access to customer data the biggest obstacle to deterring child porn. Oh, really? I don't believe him for a moment.
Well,
you know why?
Okay, why is that?
Because I don't think that any of the government's enforcement efforts over the year over the years have done anything to stop the production of child porn. Oh, sure, they might pick off a few consumers here and there. But
perhaps
how many
even a person who takes the child porn.
Takes it?
You know,
what do you mean?
Takes the picture.
That's what I'm talking about.
It
producers.
Now and then.
I've never heard a story. Never once.
I'm just imagining it happens. It must happen.
But where are the stories? We've done this show for 4 years almost now, Mark, and we've never seen a story about a real producer of child porn getting in trouble. We read the story about, was it Pete Townshend from The Who or something like that?
Yeah.
He was caught looking at child porn.
Well, it was in all likelihood he was just doing research.
He claimed he was doing research, whatever.
And he's sort of was a child porn activist kind of guy.
Whatever. I don't care about the excuses. All I'm doing is recounting some of the stories I've remembered. And I don't remember anything. Pee-wee, whatever. So all kinds of examples of the consumers getting busted and the consumers getting caught. Oh, well, look, we found child porn on his hard drive. Ho, ho, ho. Well, you didn't do anything to protect any children. You just threw some consumer in jail.
Yeah.
That doesn't do anything to protect these. Look, let me read you a quote from Alberto Gonzalez from a different story from ABC News. The Internet has, quote, greatly facilitated the sexual exploitation of children. The witness is the Attorney General of the United States, Alberto Gonzalez. He's talking to Congress about new efforts to shut down online child pornography by cutting off the financial means, like credit cards, that predators use to pay for it. His testimony is brutally graphic. From the Attorney General's statement, quote, I have seen a young toddler tied up with towels, desperately crying in pain while she's brutally raped and sodomized by an adult man. I have seen videos, this is Alberto Gonzalez talking,
good Lord,
of very young daughters forced to have intercourse and oral sex with their fathers. I have seen pictures of older men forcing naked young girls to have anal sex. These are shocking images that cry out for the strongest law enforcement response possible. Why is it that Alberto Gonzalez is allowed to look at these pictures, but other people aren't?
Mm.
Why is it a crime when Pete Townshend or anybody else looks at photos like this? They're sick, they're twisted, they're disturbing, for sure. Why is it a crime when they do it, but Alberto gets a pass because he's the top cop? Does that mean he gets to have a collection of it on his home computer? For evidence purposes, of course.
I don't even know how to respond to that, but I would have to say that the cops would have to look at the child porn in order to enforce.
But isn't that what the crime is? Isn't the crime possession and looking at child porn? Isn't that what they're arresting people for?
But if they let child porn exist, if they allow, make it legal to look at child porn, and I know that there's a lot of problems with our current child pornography laws in this nation,
mm-hmm.
a lot of them. But if they allow people to look at them, then couldn't people that want to look at them, the consumers, the real consumers, not people like Pete Townsend and
okay.
Pee Wee Herman and people that accidentally see it, none of those people. I'm talking about the real consumers. Won't they drive the market of the actual producers, which I'm not saying they're very good at. I think that it seems to me that the way you do it is you just pay for child porn as a cop and then find the producers that way. But that's just my opinion.
But where are the stories?
They're not.
Why aren't they busting the producers? Look, the people that look at this stuff are sick and twisted. They're weird freaks, okay? But they're not actually harming people. You could claim that the fact that they're out there demanding the products is encouraging the producers to produce and harm the children in the process. Because it's the kids that are getting hurt. It's the young kids that are being harmed in the process of making these films. You could argue they're consenting, but according to what he's saying, what his descriptions, doesn't sound much like consent to me. And either way, I mean, how somebody who's under the age of sexual maturity could consent to sex is beyond me as well. I think it's freakish. But these are the kids that are being harmed. This is the problem. The problem with child pornography is the production end of it. Not the fools that are consuming it. They're easy to catch. All you have to do is get online and go into certain chat rooms and pose as somebody who's got pictures to trade, and you'll get instant messages from people that want to trade with you. That's how they do it. That's how they catch people.
Yeah.
They're the ones that, the people that are consuming are the dum-dums. The ones that are taking the pictures in the movies? You can better believe that they're being very careful.
Yeah, but they are.
You can believe
really sick people.
You can believe that they're not showing faces in their productions.
In fact, I would imagine they would.
If they're smart, they don't even show the kids' faces. so you don't know where it came from. All you can see is the room that they're in.
Well, they're probably in one of the deserted middle central states, out in the middle of nowhere.
It could be done anywhere, Mark.
Well, I would think
anywhere where there's a sicko and a kid.
If you abused your kid that much, you have to sort of keep them away from people. And the fewer
maybe
people
so.
There are, the easier it is to keep away from them.
Like
just
some
thoughts.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like one of those, like what we were talking about. I think it was a week or so ago. The freakish cult living out in the boondocks, some sort of communal church property. Nobody's around. There's 300 people in the area. Mm-hmm. That's a great opportunity right there.
Well, I would think that even you probably could do it if you and your wife were child pornographers. You decided, and I guess there are people out there like this. There must be, and you decided that that's how you wanted to live your life. You could have kids and homeschool them right in the middle of New York City, and no one would ever know that you were doing that to your kids, I guess.
Ernie Allen, the president and CEO of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, says in a recent report, quote, estimated that today commercial child pornography is a multi-billion-dollar industry worldwide fueled by the Internet. Its victims are becoming younger. 19% of identified offenders had images of children younger than 3 years old. 39% had images of children younger than 6. 83% had images of children younger than 12. Wow. Allen describes how one internet processor of subscriptions for third-party child porn websites worked. The site was managed in Belarus. The credit card payments
Belarus.
The credit card payments were processed by a company in Florida. The money was deposited in a bank in Latvia, and the majority of the almost 300,000 credit card transactions on the sites were from Americans.
Wow.
Today's hearing before the Senate Banking Committee is the first of three hearings this week on how to shut down online child pornography. This is going to be just as futile as any of their other wars on blank. You want a war on child porn, and you're not going to be doing anything but putting the sickos that watch it in jail, and we're all going to be paying for it. And you'll do nothing to stop the producers.
I can't agree. What about snuff films?
There are no such things.
Oh, come on.
Urban legend, urban myth. Bring it up tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow. In the meantime, online at freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you're looking